I'm probably going to be dating myself here in a minute. Some of these younger kids will not know what I'm talking about. In the mid-80s to the mid-90s, there was a television show that was very popular back in the day. You won't know this one, but we watched it, and all the old people are going to remember Robin Leach's. You remember this? The lifestyles of the rich and famous. See, all the old people know this, and they're even using a British accent as they say it. The lifestyles of the rich and famous. Do you remember the catchphrase at the end that he would say? He would say, champagne wishes and caviar dreams. Wow. But in this show, Robin Leach would go around jet setting all around the world, and he would show the lifestyles of people that had a lot, the rich and famous people, and they would go to their mansions. And he would show how they had swimming pools and servants, and they sipped champagne, and they ate caviar, and they had yachts, or as my father would call it, a yacht. They had a yacht, and they had just a life of luxury, and they were jet setting all around the world. And we got a glimpse into what it looks like to be rich. Sometimes we might think, oh, I would like to have a yacht myself and be rich, and I would like that lifestyle. And it's easy to fall into that trap that is something to strive for. And that lifestyle and the things that they would portray is not what God intends for us to reach for. I want to present this concept to you this morning that they're not rich. You are rich. Now, if those people depicted on that show also love Jesus, then they're rich too, but it's not because of their yacht and their caviar and champagne. It's because they have found truth in life, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ, that they belong to the family of God. This is what makes you rich. And to be honest, this is how riches usually are acquired. Sometimes we work hard and we put ourselves out there, and because of hard work, good decisions, we can acquire and we can become rich. But let's just face it, most of the time, if you're rich by the world standard, it's because mommy and daddy were rich. It's just inherited riches is the most common way to be rich. But the same thing is true in God's family. You are rich not because of anything you have done. You're rich because you've been adopted into His family. That's what makes you rich. I contend to you this morning that every person in this room that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior is rich beyond anything the world could imagine. The lifestyles of the rich and famous, well, it could be about this church. Well, I don't know if we're famous, but we are rich because we have the Lord Jesus Christ. Over the next 7 weeks, I want to present to you, myself and Connor and Maddie are going to present a series of sermons called God's Game Night. And if you have your bulletin, on the front of the bulletin, you have a little Scrabble board. And on your chair this morning, you have found a little Scrabble-looking tiles. It's kind of in bookmark form. It spells out the word lavish. You can't just say lavish, right? You have to say lavish. That's the theme of this week's word. And just imagine this, in God's game night, here's what God is doing. He's playing a game of Scrabble, and there are seven Jesus words, for lack of a better term, that we're going to uncover a new word each week, and the words kind of connect. And each word is actually laid out in front of you on this Scrabble board. Now, lavish is seen, you can see it in front of you, but the other words you cannot, except you do see one tile turned up on one of the words. Do you see that? I'm going to dive a little bit further into that in a moment, but this is something that you can play along. You can play the home version of this game. But each week, here's what I want to happen. I want you to take that week's word and let it just captivate your heart. Let it just speak to you. Sometimes we leave church and we leave, the speaker has spoken great truth into us, and then a couple hours later it's like, what did he say? That happens to me. You have a take-home gift, that word lavish. And here's what I want you to do, Chris. Wherever you can see this, you just be reminded every day. Maybe you put it on your mirror. Maybe you put it on your dashboard. You put it somewhere where every day you're going to see this. And I just want you to be able to spend time contemplating the importance of this word, especially in the context of what God has done for you. We're going to dive into the scripture in a moment. But this word should cause us to come back into the moment of who we are in the Lord Jesus Christ. There are words that are going to kind of show us positionally who we are, and then other words are going to show us how to take steps closer in our faith. But these are words that I think the Lord Jesus Christ would say, I want you to realize this about you and how to relate to me. So for the next 7 weeks, we're just going to have a lot of fun with this. But this week's word is lavish. Lavish just simply means not just to give a good gift, but give exceedingly, way beyond what somebody deserves. Have you ever gotten a gift that come out of the blue, out of left field, and you didn't know it was coming, and they just gave it to you because they love you? And you think, well, that's just too much. That's too much. I don't deserve that. Have you ever gotten a gift that was so extreme, so extraordinary, that it was way beyond what somebody would ever think to give you? That is how the word lavish, when you give to that degree, when you not just give somebody a gift, but you pour your heart into that gift, and you give something beyond their wildest dreams, you have lavished something upon them. And I want you to understand, you're part of the family of God. That in itself is a gift. And it's not just a gift, but it's a gift that has been lavishly given to you because it's more than any of us would ever have deserved. But listen, God loves us more than we can imagine. Loves us in spite of us, loves us on our best day, love us when we are nothing but a pile of filthy rags, and that's who we are most days. He loves us more than we could imagine, and He wants to give good gifts to us. But the greatest gift that He has given us is adoption into His family. Some of you, this applies to, some not. Families are different, and they have all different dynamics, and sometimes family dynamics are just broken. And the reason that is the case is we're just all messed up. That's who we are, and we just all need help. So sometimes family dynamics are weird and hard. Maybe you didn't have the best upbringing. Maybe you didn't have the best mama and daddy or the best grandparents. Maybe you didn't have the best situation in life. But what we do have in common is we have a Heavenly Father that's adopted us, not because we have done anything special, but just because we said yes to the invitation to be a part of His family. And that is the greatest gift that we could ever be given. I look around the room and I see some great mamas and daddies that have brought up their kids or are bringing up their kids in the way they should go, and they lavish them with gifts. But that's not everybody's story, sadly. But our Heavenly Father above, He's lavished the opportunity and the invitation to be part of His family. I want you, when you see that word, that six-letter word, lavish, to realize that God loves you more than you could imagine. and all good things in life, He wants you to have. He wants you to experience life in the full and life abundant. All good things. You have to live somewhere between the tension of, well, I must be something because He's poured His gifts out upon me, to, I don't deserve that. Here's why you deserve to be lavishly given the invitation into His family. Here's why. Here's the amount of love that He has for you. But there was a day that He allowed Himself to be laid down on a crossbeam, and He stretched His arms out. Now, when a prisoner was crucified, they had to fight and they had to struggle. But I could just imagine that the Lord Jesus Christ in this moment, when they laid Him down upon the cross, that He stretched His arms out. That He didn't struggle. He didn't fight, because He is inviting you to be a part of the family. He loves you this much. No, He loves you this much. For all of eternity. You have been lavishly invited into the family. But there's also, as every good son and daughter would tell you about their mama and daddy, if you're going to be a part of a family, there's some obligations. Let's celebrate who we are, and then let's step into the obligation, church. The gospel writer, John, not writing in his gospel though, but writing in 1 John, writes these words for us this morning. And I want us to dive into these, and there's some exclamation points. And when I read exclamation points in God's Word, I kind of like to do a little hop, because I get really excited. John is excited, and we should be excited about this, because we are part of the family of God. Amen? That's worth hopping about. And I want us to look at this scripture today. It is 1 John chapter 3. We're going to start with verse 1. If you have your Bible and you would like to stand or close your eyes, raise your hands, whatever you'd like to do as I read God's words. Remember, these are not Pastor Steve's words. These are the words of the Lord God Almighty. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. Exclamation point. That's who you are, church. You have been lavishly given the invitation into the family because you are children of God. That's who you are. Don't let the world tell you anything different. That is not how you're defined. The world will define you in ways that are not true. You are a child of the one true King, and that is who you are. You've been invited into the family. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Well, we're going to change that for the world. Amen, church? Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been known. We're not perfected yet, we're just being perfected. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Now listen, verse 3. All who have this hope in Him purify themselves just as He is pure. Praise be to God for the reading of His Word. He starts off these three verses and he's talking about the reality of who we are, and he gets really excited about it. There's double exclamation points, and I just can't help but get excited about the idea that we have been given the greatest gift that we could ever, ever receive. Not because we deserve it, not because of anything we've done, but because of the great love that He has for us. And he gets excited about that, and he realizes how amazing the gift is. It's not just a gift. Oh, I could give you a trinket or a gift, but He lavished this upon us. And it's more than just a thing. It's an invitation into eternity. And that is who you are. However the world would want to define you. Oh, well, you're an insurance salesman, Chris. Greg, you are a counselor and a coach. There's a lot of things. You are a teacher. There are a lot of things that the world would say that we are, and some are right, and some will bring us down because they have a skewed version of what we are or who we are. But we all share in this. The thing that decides and determines who we are more than anything else as believers of the Lord Jesus Christ are that we are His children. We belong to Him, and we are part of one big, awesome family. And whether you've had a good natural family or not, is we all have a different story. But this family that you've been given, it's a gift from heaven. I don't know if you realize this, but the people to the left of you and to the right of you, it's not random that you're in this room with them. Now, some of you are your actual family and some of them are friends, but we are all together gifts from heaven because we've been given each other for the purpose of making His name known to a dying world. And as you've seen, many, many times when we gather and we have prayer and we're there for each other, this is what family does. We support each other, we love each other, we encourage each other because we are part of this family. Now here's the thing. What does he say in verse 3? Though, because you are part of the family, it's the greatest gift you could ever be given. And I'm sure these teenagers would say, the last thing that I want to do is to disrespect my parents. Right, kids? Right. They all said that. I knew they would say that. I mean, the last thing that I'd ever wanted to do was to bring dishonor to my family. So there's an obligation when you're part of a family. Because you're going to receive the love and acceptance that you're going to receive, but it comes with responsibility. And John says, here's what you do since you're part of the family. And oh, by the way, Wesleyans, this is one of the things that we hold true to higher than anything else, is we have the opportunity to not just be saved, but we have the opportunity to be transformed, which is better. I love the moment that I accept the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's a moment of forgiveness. But then he also gave me the opportunity to become like Jesus. That every day of my life is a day that is better than the day before because maybe today I'm more like Jesus than I was yesterday. To be transformed, not just forgiven. But if I'm part of the family of God, John says, I have a responsibility to purify myself. If I have this hope, if I have this adoption, if I'm jumping up and down because I'm part of the family and there's exclamation points, yes, I'm a child of the one true King, then I have the responsibility of living like the King, loving like the King, and removing all the things from my life that would separate me from a holy, holy, holy God. And that is such a privilege. We have adoption. That's who we are, but we also have privilege to live like Him and to love like Him. So church, fellow brothers and sisters, you know that's what we call each other around here, brothers and sisters, and it's true. And it's not just figurative, it is literal. We're brothers and sisters because we're part of the same family. Amen? I want this word to captivate you over the next few days. Put it on your mirror, put it wherever you're going to see it, and just remember two things primarily. Wow, you must surely be loved because you've been adopted into a family. Now, that's a gift that has been lavished upon you. But because that gift is so amazing, is so wonderful, and beyond what you could ever expect to receive, because you didn't earn it or deserve it, there comes a responsibility. I'm part of the family. I need to live like I'm part of the family of God. The last thing I would want to do is to bring dishonor to my Heavenly Father. Now, as Jim and his team come to close us with our service today. I think I told you through our messaging platform yesterday that we are all going to play a game this week together. So on the front of your bulletin, you can see that the word lavish is printed there in front of you, and that's the word you're going to concentrate on this week. There's also a word to its left that's attached to it, where you see that one of the tiles is turned over. Do you see that on the front of your bulletin? That is your clue that that is next week's word. And the staff is sworn to secrecy. Don't even start asking. Don't say, is it this, is it that, to see a reaction. Just don't do that. And here's the game, though. As soon as we say amen, you can start texting the pastor. You're going to text me directly. And you have from now until the end of Wednesday to give me one text with a one-word guess. You only get one guess at it. So you will think about the letters that you don't see and the ones that you do see. And you'll say, what is a Jesus word that has this letter here and this letter there? And then you are going to just text me. And I will not respond. Whether you're right or wrong, just it's going to be one way. And then on Thursday morning, the staff will gather all of that information and we will have a list of winners. Now, this is one of those games that you must be present to win. So that means you have to, you might get the right answer sending me a text on Tuesday. But if you're not here next Sunday, you don't win. It is must be present to win. So that at the beginning of next week's service, we're going to have all the winners stand up and they're going to receive a grand prize. It's a prize that you cannot even begin to imagine. We are going to lavish gifts upon the winners. So as soon as we say amen and I send you out, you can start texting, but give us some thought. You only get one guess only. And I'll not tell you if you're right or wrong. So I know that we have some competitive people in the room. Okay, hold on just a second. And I'm not looking at any competitive people in particular. Jennifer, you have a question.
Just one question.
Okay, one question.
Okay.
It's one word.
Okay.
Yes. One of them is very long, but it's one word.
Okay.
Okay, that did you hear that? There's no apostrophes.
No compound words.
It is one word. And it's a Jesus word. Any other questions? Does this sound fun to you, church? Are you going to have fun with this? Okay. The most important thing to do, though, with these words is let them captivate your heart for the next 7 days. Really let the Holy Spirit tell you and remind you He loves you so much. You've been lavishly invited into the family, and that's pretty awesome. Amen. Brother Jim? You got some homework. You're deeply loved, each one of you, in spite of us. What He did is just beautiful and amazing. Now, it's up to us whether or not we are going to step into that. And as children of the one true King, is to live like royalty because that's who we are. But it comes with the responsibility to live like Him, to love like Him, and to take that truth out there into a dying world. That's how the kingdom grows. So today, church, lavishly invited into His family. It's the greatest gift we could ever be given. It's not about champagne wishes and caviar dreams. Well, it's Super Bowl Sunday, so it's more like chicken wings and nacho cheese dip. That's my kind of party. That's what's going to happen tonight. But no matter what or where we live, we are rich, church. Amen? All right, church, two things. You are sent, and go Patriots.